At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live every day from sunny Southern California. Welcome in to our hundreds of affiliates and gathering nationwide. We love being here for you. I mean, we get to talk about sports for a couple hours every day. Dope. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I saw this and I thought it was really, really interesting. That Lamar Jackson is going to receive the exclusive franchise tag. Okay, exclusive franchise tag. Does everybody know what that means? Does everybody know? So, Beyer knows this stuff even better than I do. I think Jay Stu, you're coming along to understanding it. Ramos, you know it too. The franchise tag is a calculation of the top five salaries at your position, and the value of it increases for the player if there's the exclusive franchise tag. Exclusive means there's no negotiation. So this is one of those deals where people always go like, well, he's a free agent. No, he's actually not a free agent. There is no negotiation at all needed if the Ravens don't have to negotiate at all in terms of a long-term contract extension. Here's the offer. It's 100% guaranteed. Now, what's the downside to the Ravens? Dollar for dollar goes on the cap. So it's like a pretty big cap number, whereas normally you can sign a long-term deal and find ways to manipulate the cap, even though the cap goes up substantially. Okay? But the exclusive tag prevents other teams from signing. If you just sign to a franchise tag, it basically says, hey, look, we want him, and we want the right to negotiate with him, whatever, but if you want to come in and give him some home run offer that he wants to take above that of what we're willing to give, you can have, and you get compensatory picks. The Ravens, by doing this, it's a little bit more money. It doesn't mean he can't be traded. It doesn't mean that Lamar has to play on the franchise tag. It simply means that if he's going to play, if the Ravens don't want to have any sort of negotiation, or they stick their feet down the turf and go like, we're not moving from this spot, there's literally nothing he can do. That's agreed to by the Players Association and the league and the teams in the CBA. It gives the power in many ways back to the team, not the player. And players in the past said, I don't want to play in the franchise tag. Well, that's fine. It's $46 million guaranteed. That's what you walk away from. And there's no option for, well, I can go sign with someone. No, you can't. And if you don't play, whenever you decide to come back and play, that's the contract that you play under. So I think it's really interesting. It's going to be interesting to see exactly what happens. But here's the convoluted quarterback market. Okay. Now, there's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. Let's kind of go through the list. Right? We'll start out west. Arizona, they need somebody who can come in and play some, but they're tied to Kyler Murray. So whenever he comes back and he's healthy, it's going to be Kyler Murray's job. Seattle, very interesting, right? That they went with the cheap option for Geno Smith. My guess would be that they give Geno an offer, but I don't think it's going to be north of $30 million. I just don't think there's that market for Geno, no matter how well he played this year. It's just not. Like, we have 10 years of data that tells us this is an outlier year as opposed to every other Geno Smith year. It doesn't mean that Seattle doesn't want him. They'd want him back, but part of the way to build a team, like Seattle built it before, is a quarterback not making a ton of money. So for him, you know, I would start in the high teens, maybe low 20s. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to go get more than 20 somewhere else? And they'll probably draft a guy who eventually they think they can develop into being a dude. The Niners are interesting, but everybody wants to talk about, you know, big names. They can't bring in Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, let's remember, is under contract with the Green Bay Packers. So Aaron Rodgers, you bring in, there's two factors in bringing him in. How does he affect your cap? And how much do you have to give back in return? If you look at the Niners this year, they don't have anything in the draft. Right, the first round pick went for Trey Lance. The second, third, and fourth round pick went for Christian McCaffrey. So you'd be trading a first round pick if it's in next year, the next year's first round pick in the draft. It ain't going to be a good pick if you get Aaron Rodgers. And then, So the team making that move, it would be the Packers, would be getting a low-level first-round pick. They still have some of the dead cap money unless that contract was redone and changed some. It's still going to hurt you against the cap. And then the Niners would lose all, you know, their big picks for the next couple years and then have to take on that massive contract. I don't think it happens. Tom Brady costs you almost nothing financially, and he's a real free agent. Derek Carr is going to be a real free agent. They don't cost you any draft compensation, and they're also not going to be top of the market in a new deal that they sign. Garoppolo, the same. I think Baker Mayfield, even the same, though I don't even know if he's a starter or he's a stopgap starter like somebody in Arizona. So there's a ton of teams that need quarterbacks. But if we've looked at the playoffs and what it really takes to make it, most of these guys are under rookie contracts. With the exception of Pat Mahomes, who's going to be in the conversation of the greatest quarterbacks ever. And even Mahomes, the way they built this team was when he wasn't making any money. Byer, what do you think? The Lamar Jackson thing is really interesting because you have so many people in the media that have been shouting to the rooftops of what he should get and what he should hold out for and what he should do. The reality is the Ravens really hold all the cards. And any thought that, oh, well, the Jets would pay a 5-year guaranteed deal, like they would have to do that and give up multiple first-round picks just for the right to get him. And I don't know if that's worth it in comparison to a Derek Carr who, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I think Derek Carr is better than Lamar. There's things he does better. Most of the things Lamar is better than and has better upside of, but he's going to cost you far less. And then there's no draft compensation as well.
It's a turn in NFL quarterbacks that I never thought that we would see. And I just always felt guys were going to stay, especially like the Kirk Cousins scenario and him and Washington playing their game of chicken, and he just kept winning. And we've talked about Dak's injury, and Dak still got his money, and I just thought that no matter what, that there would be a point that Lamar Jackson's just going to get paid. And then this happened, this past season happened, and there's another injury. And I don't feel that the Ravens should increase their offer on a long-term deal. Set aside all the talk of the tag, Doug, I don't think that they should increase their offer by 1 cent, considering how this past season went, because that's all of their worries for it. If he gets the exclusive franchise tag, it may just be Baltimore saying, you know what, we'll try to extend this as long as we can, drag this thing out, but it also may be just on how they feel long-term with him, especially after the season. So it's just crazy for me to think, especially now when we look at Kirk Cousins' career, where I just always thought that the quarterback was safe and everything was good. I do not think that Lamar Jackson, I don't think it's going to work out in his favor, and that's what's so surprising to me.
Yeah, I honestly believe this, that had he had an agent, his entire career would have gone differently, maybe some for the worse, but very likely a deal would have already been done. Mm-hmm. He'd already have that cash on hand. I talked to another GM last year who was like, well, the deal is like, it's, you have to know, have somebody who really understands the salary cap and the ways in which you can put things into a contract, which aren't guaranteed, but are guaranteed, protect everybody involved. But I think one more year is brilliant for everybody involved, because the Ravens are going to change how they play offensively. And Lamar seems convinced that that's what's limited them in the playoffs, is the way in which they played. Whereas I would tell you that I thought the offense they ran was the best offense for him, gave him the best chance to succeed, and that's when he had most of his success. And when they fell short, it was, one, his own personal ceiling, or two, they've had a lot of injuries as well. But you can't, I mean, there's just no way of convincing me otherwise, in that he's a running quarterback who has missed 7 games the past 2 years. Right? Look, it's 10 games, and there's 17 games. He played 10 games each the past 2 years. So that's when he's in his early 20s. As you get older, you're going to get hurt more often. He hasn't, thankfully, suffered any sort of catastrophic injury. So you want to protect yourself against, one, the fact that he can't really play in another offense, or B, he hasn't been the MVP. He hasn't been anywhere close to the conversation the past 2 years. He's been good. He has not been great.
Changed. I've changed. Doug, honestly, I think Rich Ornberger and I were sitting in for you maybe September, you know, October, maybe around that time. And I remember saying to what you started off the show with, there's about 10 or 12 teams that could use a quarterback. And at that time, I thought to myself, they would all bend over backwards for Lamar Jackson. That they if they could bring in Lamar Jackson at the beginning of this season, like, they would do so. And I think that two things played into this reason of why I changed my mind. Number one, of his season this past year. But number two, it's also Russell Wilson's season. Like, we talk about that contract now with the Broncos and what it means. And we thought Russell Wilson was really, really good, and still maybe not trending upwards, Doug, but had hit the level that you're paying that franchise quarterback. And now you see the struggle that he has and what Denver may be saddled with. Do you think any of those other 10 teams around the NFL, plus the Baltimore Ravens, want to be saddled with a contract like that if it doesn't work out for Lamar? That's why I changed my tone on this.
Yeah, and I think there's Russell Wilson. I think there's Cam Newton, and his career in many ways mirrors Cam Newton's. Right, Cam Newton was an MVP, but struggled with consistency and playing at that level. A really good player that fans like, players like, but, you know, he's not a consistent thrower. And it becomes a shortened career because of the beating you take when you're running around. You already take a little bit of a beating back there as a quarterback anyway. Then you run more than anybody's run when you play in modern football. And I think there's lots of reasonable discussion of, like, I wouldn't do that. You know, you got to be willing to have, you got to be willing to move on at some point, or draw kind of a line in the sand. And again, the other part to it is this, the Deshaun Watson contract, which is a bad contract. And, you know, anybody who's bought a house knows what this is like. You have the comps. Well, you have 5 comps. You're going to have one outlier. You're like, well, this one got you know, 1,000 a square foot. Like, yeah, but everybody else is at 600 a square foot or 200 a square foot, and you're at 500. Like, whatever it is, like, that's the comp. You cut out the high, you cut out the low, and it's not just his contract. Look at the landscape of football outside of Pat Mahomes. And even Pat Mahomes, I'm just being honest with you. Their offense wasn't good. I know they have some injuries to their wide receivers, right? Like, you're down top guy. But they had to get rid of Tyreek Hill because Tyreek Hill wanted too much money, but he's probably worth it. And at some point, you know, you got to, like, all right, well, none of these owners are taking the money that they save on one contract, put in their pocket. No. They have to spread it around. Yes, John Ramos.
So far, I've heard Dan, and I'm sorry, Dan, if I misconstrued what you said. I definitely heard Doug say bad contracts, right? That's a bad Why are we all saying this, but professional sports teams are not saying this to themselves? Like, there's not somebody in the room that's like, hey, you know, that's a bad contract. We shouldn't do that. I'm trying to comprehend why these are being put out, these bad contracts, when we're all saying they're bad, but yet the professional team is doing it. Is there something I'm missing about this?
I have an answer.
Go.
I'll tell you what. Look at what's happening in Green Bay right now. The fans, everybody wanted that Aaron Rodgers back, that Super Bowl window, seeing what's going on. We got to have Rodgers back. He's an MVP. And then the second that it goes bad, they want him out. And I don't think people have the guts to stand up to, you know, it takes a lot of guts to be like, you know what, Lamar, we love you. We love you at $40 million. We don't love you at $50 million. And time to move on and we'll start from scratch. It takes a lot of guts to do it. And, you know, the Seahawks situation almost became, you know, where they knew that they were not going to have Russell Wilson back, so it ends up moving on. But to move off of a quarterback, I think, is very difficult.
Very difficult to move off a quarterback. There's an emotional tie to the guy. He becomes your franchise leader. I mean, you look at Derek Carr. Like, Derek Carr is a sympathetic figure. He wasn't good this year.
Sure.
He wasn't good. There's nobody who can tell me otherwise. He wasn't good. But, you know, Derek Carr, like, moving on from him, and they reworked his contract, but they really reworked his contract so they could get rid of him and doesn't cost him anything, cost him much this year. But I think, though, I'm with you. I think the whole thing is fascinating, completely fascinating in, you know.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, John, I think, honestly, not a lot has changed in the way business is done from the really good franchises. The bad contracts generally are from bad franchises. That's it. You know, Pat Mahomes' contract, we were told, he could have gotten more. Like, well, Brett Veach knows what he's doing. He paid him the most he possibly could, spread it out over the most possible time, got him a bunch of money up front, and did the best they could, knowing they believe they have the best quarterback of this era. I would honestly argue, I'll bet the Chargers end up doing the same thing. I think the Bengals will end up doing much the same thing. Like, that's what they're all going to try and shoot for, is a Pat Mahomes-esque deal. Because those types of quarterbacks, they last forever, and they can bail you out of bad situations, and they don't have off-the-field flaws and whatever. Lamar's problem is, that's not the style of position he plays, and he hasn't shown the consistency as a passer. And so because of it, like, are you really going to give 5 years guaranteed? The answer is no. But Arizona gives a bad contract. Arizona's been a bad franchise. That's why, you know, that's why. Denver, I think, is Denver's the one that's the most surprising that's a bad contract. And part of that was, that's why more people didn't want to trade for Russell Wilson. Like, I'd trade for him. I don't want to give him a brand new contract without having him play for us for a little time. But that was part of the terms in dictating who he would and where he wouldn't go to. You had a new GM, and you had a GM who's trying to prove himself to a new owner. And I think that's what's behind it. But they're not all bad contracts. They're just, the bad contracts are generally with the bad teams. Well, that's it.
Yeah, I don't mean to pile on this guy, but, like, people make bad judgments all the time. I mean, some CBS executive thought it was a good idea to give Tony Romo like $19 million bucks. That's a bad contract. They're not getting their money's worth on this one.
Okay, why did the Tony Romo thing happen?
I don't know the details, but it seemed like
here's what happened. He comes in and he kills it, and he was kind of a thing when he first came in, right? Monday Night Football was, they were looking, they needed something and somebody. They didn't have anything. And John Gruden had just gotten a home run deal, a home run offer to stay. And then he ended up, you know, leaving and going to the NFL. And people made the $100 million deal out to be something, and it wasn't. $10 million a year is not that much money to be a head coach in the NFL. It's just not. And he was the head coach and basically the president as well. But the $100 million threw everybody off. But what happened was ESPN, ABC, in order for them, their pitch to the NFL was, hey, we want more playoff games and we want a Super Bowl. And they were like, that's great, but one, you got to come up with the money. And then two, you can't be throwing out that crew you got. We need, you know, post Gruden, it was a disaster. So they said, you know, what's it going to cost? And I think they bid like 15 or 16 million from Tony Romo. And Romo turned to CBS, who's also was looking to re-up their deal. And everybody liked him at the time. And it just became a leverage thing. That's why he got all that money. And then Troy Aikman and Joe Buck were like, wait, he's getting 17 million. He didn't win Bupkis. We've been doing this for 20 years. We're better. And now they're at that level financially. And oh, yeah, by the way, all the money that those guys are making, that's what drives Sean McVay to go like, why am I coaching when I can just go broadcast and make more money? And I have way less stress. Heck, it's such a good gig. Tom Brady is going to make, Tom Brady's already got a gig, a future gig with Fox, whatever he wants. And he can play, not play, whatever. He's already signed that deal. But that's what it all came down to, was the ESPN offer to Romo was one of kind of desperation, much like the Browns and what they gave to Sean Watson. Make sense?
The question I asked makes sense, yes. I don't know about Jason's question, but mine does.
Okay. Did my answer make sense, Jason?
Yeah. Makes perfect sense to me. We got the last Mark
Dominic. Why do you hate Tony Romo so much? You just hate Tony Romo. Why is Tony Romo yelling at me? I don't know, Jim. I'm just yelling because I'm yelling. Romo yelling reminds me of that... do you guys remember Good Morning Vietnam? You guys ever watch Good Morning Vietnam? It was a great movie with late Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Byer, have you seen Good Morning Vietnam?
No.
Let's put that one on the list for Byer. It's really good, Dan. You like it. Anyway, you know, he'd make up like fake, he'd be like a fake caller, like a call-in show. It's Jim from Artillery. Well, what do you want to play, Jim? I don't care, man. Just play it loud, okay? That reminds me of Tony Romo. Romo at times does color commentary like somebody who's got their headphones on and is trying to talk to everybody else.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up with your Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I don't always give credit because sometimes when people say they want credit, it's like, look, you just said something that everybody's been saying. But I want to give credit to Dan Beyer. I think it was October. It may have been earlier. So, Dan, if I have my dates wrong.
September. Yes.
Okay. September. Start of the season. September. Where we had that weird Tom Brady offseason, you know, I would also credit me when Tom Brady took the time off. I was like the first one to go like, dude, I don't care if it was pre-planned. Something's up, right? That ain't normal. Well, he's been doing it forever. He can miss 11 days of training camp. Nobody does that. But Beyer said, you know what makes a whole heck of a lot of sense? Tom Brady finishing his career with the San Francisco 49ers. What? Take me through where you put those things together.
So
in September.
Yes. This was after Trey Lance was hurt in week two against the Seahawks. And Jimmy Garoppolo came in, and it was off the offseason where Brady was, you know, here, there, and everywhere, to your point. And when he ended up coming back, we knew that he was not going to be – there was no franchise tag. Buccaneers couldn't keep him around. He was going to be a free agent. And so when Trey Lance went down with the significant injury, to me, it opened the door for if you're the 49ers and you still don't have any idea on if Trey Lance is your guy and now has to rehab a serious injury. This was before Jimmy G had, you know, a nice little run with them, and obviously before we even knew who Brock Purdy, the NFL quarterback, was. I just felt at that time that Tom Brady sliding in with Trey Lance's injury and him going to San Francisco with no strings attached to Tampa just seemed like too good of a fit.
Now, we didn't laugh at you. It's not like we laughed at you, but it was like, man, that was a little early to call it. You know, felt like somebody calling an election when one state came in. But it's come to the point to where there's a lot of people who are somehow now acting like they're the first ones who thought of it. And it does make a lot of sense. I think the part that you nailed that a lot of people don't get, it's not just you get Tom Brady, team that can win, he can win. It's that you don't have to give up anything to get him. And when you get him, it's not like you got to pay him a ton. He's never been a bottom dollar guy. He's made a ton of money. He's got a bunch of money waiting for him. My only question, and it's a sincere question, is, man, the San Francisco quarterbacks, they get hit a lot, and they also move a lot. And when you say move a lot, people think, I'm not talking like Lamar Jackson scramble, just with, you know, in terms of the play action fakes and the zone run scheme, like there's a lot of movement there. And one, the older you get, the less you want to move. And two, it's not like he's ever been a mover. He's always been a get to his spot, you know, knows where the ball is going to go, get rid of it quickly. And I just don't know if that offense is designed as such. Everything you're saying is accurate. I think the other player in it is the Las Vegas Raiders. And the Raiders obviously don't have the defense. They don't have the line. But they do have as good a skill position players you know, in the slot, wide receiver. We'll see at tight end with Waller if he fits into what Josh wants to do. But it feels like personnel-wise, in terms of skill position and the working relationship with Josh McDaniels, and then it's also Vegas, those are the only two that make a lot of sense to me. The other one would, I guess, be Miami because, you know, his family, I think, is going to live there. But I think this is a one-year sacrifice thing. And, oh, yeah, by the way, like, once he's calling games, you know, he's in and out of home anyway. So, I don't know. What do you think, Jay Stu, what do you think?
Can I read what an executive told Mike Sando? Mm-hmm. I think they will trade Trey Lance to Tennessee. Then they will end up with Brady. Brady will play 1 year for his home team, and they will have Brock Purdy as a backup. This is the chatter that I've been hearing. So an executive told Mike Sando that. And I think, and the reason why I wanted to make sure we gave Dan his credit here, and I think there is a reason to take a victory lap, even though Brady hasn't even decided if he's playing yet or where he's playing. I think there is a victory here for Dan because now people are talking about it. We have an anonymous executive going on record as saying that's the chatter. So even if he decides to retire, we need to put this on Dan's bedpost. And here's another reason, too. You know, there are a lot of people on Twitter that are like, man, I said this back in September. Nobody listened. Right. Yeah, well, you have like a Saturday show and you have 1,800 followers on Twitter. Nobody knew that you said it or cared that you said it. So Dan's not the guy that says, I said that I should have gotten more credit. So we needed to be the people, Doug, you and I, to say, Dan, take a victory lap here. At the very least, this validates your instincts. I do this every day. I love one thing when I called something before it happened because it validates your editorial instincts or your reporting instincts. And Dan deserves credit for all that.
I would second that. I would second all that. And Dan, the thing I like best about it is, like, a lot of guys, what they do is they act like it's their own idea, but really they got it from somebody in the league, you know? Or you'll have people in our position that they just make stuff up, which has no possibility of actually happening. I heard people say, like, you just trade Russell Wilson. Like, you can't trade Russell Wilson. It's an untradeable contract.
Sure.
You can't cut him. You can't trade him. You're stuck with him, you know? And so you have people who say things that have zero chance of actually happening, but they're like sugar, right? Where they make you feel really, really good for a short period of time. Like, oh yeah, did trade Russell Wilson. Like, that can't happen, dude. Or they have stuff where somebody kind of tipped them off. This was just you, process of deduction. Like, hey, this makes sense. And now all of a sudden everybody's coming like, you know what makes sense? What if Tom Brady goes to San Francisco? Like, you know, Byers been saying that for like, I don't know, 5 months now?
Well, I appreciate, because that's exactly what it was. It was the Niners needed to get a read on Trey Lance. It would have been different if Trey Lance would have pulled his hamstring in week two. It was a significant injury that was going to cost him the season. And then the other deduction was that Jimmy Garoppolo would come in and not lead them to a Super Bowl win. The Brock Purdy factor is one that I didn't take into account in week two, but it was based on, with Garoppolo at quarterback, was he going to go on a run and lead them to a Super Bowl? Because that would have been the only stipulation that would have brought Garoppolo back next year, is them going and winning it all. And I just didn't think that that was possible. So then when you're looking at the scenario, Trey Lance still coming off of a serious injury, where they're not even really sold on him. And then if you have the decision of still a somewhat raw Trey Lance or the veteran Tom Brady who wants to come home for one final shot. And, Doug, the 49ers have so many key pieces that they're ready to win now. Like, they almost can't afford for this team
It's two parts to it. They're ready to win now, and they're going to have to pay they're going to have to continue to pay these star guys. Nick Bosa's deal. Going to have to pay those guys. So whoever you bring in can't be a $50 million man.
Yes. Yep.
Just can't. Yes, John Ramos.
Doug, you have two soothsayers on the show, right? Because Dan did that, which nobody was talking about. And of course, I called the commander's name 2 years.
Oh, yeah. That's
2 years before they announced the name of the team.
It's true. It's true.
Sorry.
I wish we could find it on your Twitter timeline, John.
We left John out in all of this. This is.
It's, by the way, it's pinned, Jason. Just FYI.
Oh, okay, good.
You're welcome.
There was a time in one of our weekly meetings where someone brought their child onto our call, video call, and John got so mad that he brought Jonah onto the call just to one up that other person, so everyone would fall over his child as opposed to the other person on the call. John, is that real or fake?
I don't know if that I would say fake.
Oh,
but
okay, it, sure. Yep, there it is. There it is. Oh, so great.
Jonah was on the call?
Well, he wasn't, but, you know, I figured if someone else is going to bring their kid on, I might as well throw Jonah in on the mix.
Yeah, we know how I feel about this. You know, the Nick Sirianni thing this week that's getting a lot of run, his daughter, very cute, by the way. The daughter's, it's a very cute thing. But my general feeling about people who take kids to the podium, it's just not professional. It's not professional. Sorry.
I love the fact that she's like using her hands and like, yeah, that's what you look like, dude. Right? I
almost wish Nick looks like the coach. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Like, where do you think they get it from? You know? Where do you think they get it from? It's amazing. Amazing. Why are you scratching yourself so much? Like, Dad, I got it from you. Like, that's, you know, they copy what they see. They mimic what they hear. You know? Of course, they mimic the mom, not the dad, right? You know, any of the bad habits is her, not you. That's, you know.
How about bringing your kids when you lose? Is that a shield?
Oh, it is. Conference? Absolutely. It's so disingenuous. Like,
tell me about that turnover with 6 seconds left.
My kid's here. Like, yeah. What are you doing? My kid's here.
Yeah, what are you doing? My child. I'm here with my daughter. And you're asking me about.
What did you guys think of the? Did you guys see what happened with Boeheim last night?
I know he got mad at a reporter a couple days ago.
That's odd. It's not like him.
Yes. Totally unlike him. Boeheim, they lose a close one to Virginia. And there was a kid who wasn't even on the bench, didn't dress, didn't play, obviously. And the first question, when he said questions, the first question is a student reporter who asked about the kid who wasn't there. And before anything else happened, you know, he kind of lectured. He kind of like, you know, what are you doing? What kind of question is that? And your tone is so, you know, it is. But he does make a good point. It's like, why are you asking? Why is your first question about a 1-2 possession game about a kid who didn't play? But Boeheim obviously lacks any sort of desire to have any sort of political correctness with the way in which he handles a question which he thought was, you know, didn't fit. It was Benny Williams, and Benny wasn't there. Now, Benny is, I think, their like fifth or sixth leading scorer, and he wasn't even in the building last night. And I thought it was, part of it is, I think Boeheim believed that the student reporter knew the answer to the question, but also the timing of it. I don't know. I thought it was amazing.
Should you give student reporters a little bit more leeway, or they're in there?
Yes.
And
Okay. They also shouldn't be asking the first question.
Okay. That should go to Jim Hill.
Yes. Yes. You got
Jim
that
Hill
right.
Jim Hill gets the first question.
Yes.
What are you doing in Syracuse,
right?
Jim Hill?
Yeah.
What was Jalen Hurts doing in Syracuse last night?
Was he in the
like Donovan McNabb used to play basketball a little bit at Syracuse. Yeah. Jalen Hurts was like sitting right next to the bench. It's like, why is Jalen Hurts here? I don't know. I don't know. It's fascinating.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents.
Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Mark Dominic joins us. He spent over 20 years in NFL front offices. He joins us. He gives us the perspective that I just think you really need. It's real life stuff. We don't do all the frill stuff that other people do. No disrespect to them. We try, what is it really like to be a GM in the league? A guy who's worked his way up in the front office? Who's better than Mark? He'll join us in a second. This show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. I want to get to a bunch of the GM stuff in a second. But from a football guy's perspective, okay? Look, I understand Pat Mahomes was at both feet in the white. I got it. But it wasn't a late hit. It's a late push. And in that time in the game, and they had let a couple others go. Burrow gets hit like three strides. You know, Clark hits him three strides after he releases the ball. There's one of Joe Mixon down around the goal line. He gets popped, you know, even off the white into the green. Am I crazy to think that's an insane place to throw that flag considering time and score?
Yeah, and it's on the Bengals bench too, which usually you don't get the call on the Bengals. If that was Chiefs bench, you know you're going to get that call. Bengals bench, you're not sure. But sadly, Doug, you know, 2013, we're playing the Jets, and we kick a field goal with 19 seconds to go in the game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when I was GM. And Geno Smith gets the ball at the 25-yard line, throws a pass down the field, gets about 20 yards, and there's like 14 seconds left. He sprints out and runs about 10 yards and gets knocked out of bounds, and Lavonte David gives him a late push, 15-yard penalty, we lose the game. And I tell you that story, not because I'm mad at Lavonte David, just you never forget it, ever. And so losing a championship game on top of it is just a miserable way to see it done. But, you know, the official had a reason to throw it, and it's just a sad outcome. But, I mean, in that case, I think that one could have been a judgment either way.
Okay. Have you ever seen anything like what happened to San Francisco on Sunday?
No, not with what's going on with the quarterback situation and how that all played out. I mean, that's ridiculous to sit there and, you know, Christian McCaffrey has to kind of be your quarterback, and then Brock tries to come back in, and now we learned what the injury really was, and for him to even go back in the game is nuts. But at the same point, it just shows you how good Philly really is. I don't think Brock Purdy being out there for the entire game would have changed that outcome of the game. I mean, obviously they were playing pretty consistent or competitive until that happened. But Philly is hitting on all cylinders and getting back to 100% strength, health. And if they get Landon Dickerson back as well, that is going to be an ultimate edge for the Eagles in the Super Bowl that's working about to see in 2 weeks.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's get into to some of the GM stuff. Let's start with DeMeco Ryans. Now, I know he was drafted for and played for the Texans, but so many people have said, oh, the Texans organization is a disaster. Meanwhile, the Broncos, they have the richest owner in the sport. You got a quarterback who's won a Super Bowl and probably going to be in the Hall of Fame, obviously coming off of a very disappointing year. Is the story about Houston and what they got working, or is the story about Denver as to why DeMeco Ryans would reportedly turn down Denver to take Houston?
You know, I think it's because he was at that organization and saw it play out well. And there is a ton of, like, having learned being a general manager, been down, being on the other side of, and working with players and seeing how much it means for them to be part of that original team is a big draw, I guarantee you, for DeMeco Ryans. Like, I can fix this is what his mentality is. And we've got collateral in the draft to be able to do it as well. And so I'm not surprised that he kind of leaned that direction, knowing that, you know, the window there, too, is if I was actually talking to DeMeco about, you know, which job is better. Yes, the Denver job has more talent. Yes, the Denver job has a better situation. But the Houston job's got 3 or 4 years of security. I know they've kind of buzzed through a couple coaches. But with DeMeco, I think you're going to have 3 or 4 years to kind of really build this thing to where it's supposed to go, because they can't afford turnover anymore. Or else Nick Casario's got to be the one that gets turnover, not any more head coaches. And so I think that it's a safer job to take, but it's also a good job because you look at the, you know, the AFC South and you sit there and think about, well, who's going to come out of it every year? And I think it's wide open right now. And so if you can find a way to, you know, establish your discipline, establish your defense, but then find that guy that can throw the ball, you have a chance to win that division where, in, you know, Denver, you realize Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, we'll see what the Raiders, who have been with quarterback. It's just a hard journey. And also, there's something that went wrong, and that would send up my flags and my concerns, where in Houston, I think I know what's going on, and I've been part of the organization, so I know Mr. Murphy, I know these different people, and I feel better about that situation, that landing spot.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What do you make of the Aaron Rodgers discussion, which is coming out, right, where Rodgers has kind of heads, I don't know if I want to come back, do they even want me back? If I come back, we want to win a championship, et cetera. And then you hear Adam Schefter, and he has these sources. I don't know, to me, outside looking in and through no sources, when you hear that this is what it would take to get him and they'd be willing to move on, it feels like they don't think there's a market out there for him, and they're trying to create one through letting everybody know that he can be had. But you've dealt with this stuff. What's really going on?
Well, I've got a couple different thoughts on this, and Doug, and it's interesting. I look at this from, let's say I was a club that needed a quarterback. Let's make the Jets the guilty party here. I'm reaching out to Green Bay Packers, right? And I'm going to talk to Brian Gutekunst, the general manager. And I'm going to call out of the blue and just say, hey, look, we are interested in possibly acquiring Aaron Rodgers. You know, what would it take? Not is he available. It's what is it? So ask the leading question to try to get to an answer. Oh, you know, we're really not looking to trade him. Not looking is not the same thing as we're not, right? So then, you know, well, we would consider multiple first-round picks. Is that something you guys would consider? We're still thinking about it, but what do you think, Brian? Brian's going to struggle and say, well, you know, multiple first-round picks, like, what do they mean? I don't know. Let's have a talk. Let me talk and let me talk. Now then what I do is I pick up the phone and I call Aaron Rodgers' agent and say, gosh, it sounds like, looks like they're trying to trade this guy. And now you're creating the rift on the other side of Green Bay going, boy, Aaron Rodgers is like, wow, Green Bay's trying to trade him. When Green Bay really isn't. I mean, there's no way that Coach LaFleur or Brian Gutekunst can move on from Aaron Rodgers this year. They'll both get fired if they do. And so they know that. I mean, I can appreciate what Jordan Love maybe, but he's not going to be Aaron. And so that reason alone is there's no interest in them trading him. It's more of, can you create the untrust between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to create a trade? That's what I think is really going on.
Wow. Lamar Jackson, exclusive franchise tag given. What do the next couple months look like between the Ravens and Lamar's camp and other teams?
Well, I think what you've done is you're trying to say to Lamar, like, we're going to pay you the most we possibly can under the cap, under the franchise tag, and, quote, unquote, let's continue to work towards this deal so we can get this thing hammered out. And then you slow pay it again, and you own this year, you know, at a significant number for Lamar, where you just get to buy another year and see if Lamar can put 17 games together in a single season and what that looks like. And as he doesn't, or if he doesn't, then obviously you've got more ammunition to decide if we're going to move on the following year. look, the Ravens have played this thing by the book, and Lamar has played into that book. And this is different than Kirk Cousins. You know, the Washington football team or Commanders or whichever it is, they never offered like the deal to this level. Like they were always millions of dollars apart. It was never really that close. This one, obviously, it's just about guaranteed. I don't think it's the overall package. It's the guaranteed amount. And I think in this situation, I think Lamar's overplaying his hand. And I just don't think it's a good idea to sit there. When you're talking about the difference between $240 million and fully guaranteed and $180 million with 60 more that can be guaranteed, I just think this is where you need an agent. And I know that the league or the NFLPA can help these guys with contracts. They certainly do. But to me, writing the contract the way it needs to be written, I think it's too critical for Lamar. But I think the Ravens are perfectly slow playing this, so they don't have to buy into that big contract unless Lamar gives into what they want in terms of their structure.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. If you're San Francisco, how do you proceed with one quarterback coming off of what looks like Tommy John, Trey Lance, who everybody thinks they got a lemon in, and then you have this wide open quarterback market? What do you think they do?
Yeah, you know, people put Tom Brady there. I think it's really hard to put Tom there. I mean, I understand why. If you want to try to win one year, you know, and with the surrounding cast, you know, it's hard not to think that Tom could go in there and do that. And, you know, it just pushes Trey Lance back a year, and Brock Purdy still has 2 years under his contract. So it could make sense if they financially can fit under the cap and if that's where Tom really wants to go. I think that, obviously, Trey Lance, you know, the future is debatable what it's going to be. We haven't really seen enough to make a full decision, but certainly Brock Purdy looks every bit of a starter. So a race where he was drafted, you know, Russell Wilson wasn't a first-round pick, but had a great run. Tony Romo the same. So it's to me, they're comfortable. Unless Tom wants to come there, then I just think you see Trey Lance versus Brock Purdy, and I think it's open competition with leaning towards Brock. And that's the way I would be pushing if I was John Lynch. Like, I don't care where I get the guy. I just want the franchise guy, and then we can trade off the other piece if we need to. Jimmy Garoppolo finds another home. I don't think there's any way that he stays in San Francisco this offseason.
I would agree with you. What about the Jets? What do you think they do? Because, you know, look, to get Lamar now, you'd have to, like, I don't even know how that works, right? You'd have to give up multiple first round picks and then give him that 5-year guaranteed contract.
Yeah.
It feels like too much. That's what the Ravens basically did there. But what do you think their process looks like?
Yeah, I think that they're probably going to understand that, you know, the draft might be a way, but they know both Joe Douglas, obviously, and Robert Saleh know that they've got to win this year too, or they're both in deep trouble with Woody Johnson. So how do you win in 2023? And I think that could be more of the go with Jimmy Garoppolo, draft a quarterback maybe, you know, first or second round, and hope that that's going to, and then continue to hopefully build around, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo with maybe a young tight end or a veteran tight end, just to give the pieces there. So I think that might be the better way to make sure you win this year, because as a Robert Saleh knows, like, you can draft a quarterback with the first overall draft pick or your first pick, and he may go and go 6-11, but you just train that quarterback for somebody else's offense because you're going to get fired. And so I think they're going to go look for more of that veteran presence to give them a chance to be high enough in that win column to say, hey, look, we can get to 8, 9, 10, 11 wins and compete against Miami and New England to see if we can get that other playoff spot. But I think you have to do that with a veteran quarterback.
Mark Dominic joins us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Is there a, you know, when McVay was successful, everybody wanted a piece of McVay, right? Is there, what's the lesson that the league is learning from the Eagles in how they've built this juggernaut of talent?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with Howie Roseman and his ability to maneuver the draft so well and continue to pick up, you know, weapons for future years and then stockpile the draft picks. I mean, again, next year they've got multiple ones, and that's an amazing thought. And yes, you know, they hit gold with Jalen Hurts, and, you know, he was able to step up and step through tremendously this year. And so you can still build around that as well. But I think this team has done a good job of diving into the drafts. Look, I love what the coaching staff has done. You have to give them a ton of credit for creating the offense that works for Jalen Hurts, finding the pieces that we need, the A.J. Brown move. So there's lots of things that the coaches did, but you got to look at the architect of it all, and that's Howie Roseman. Is he's had to make difficult decisions a decade ago to let go of an iconic Hall of Fame coach in Andy Reid. He finds Doug Peterson, but makes a big, tough decision. Now he has Nick Sirianni, and that's worked out extremely well. I mean, he's made really hard decisions, and also with the draft, too. And he's not going to hit every free agent, right? He's not going to hit every draft pick, right? But you have to really appreciate Howie Roseman's mentality towards swinging and swinging and swing again. And he's been able to do that, and they've hit now.
They have hit. Really quickly, Mike McCarthy's now calling plays in Dallas, and Kellen Moore, he falls up, right, to the Chargers. Which of those two new coordinators, granted McCarthy's the head coach as well, which do you like better in terms of fit?
Well, I love this for Kellen Moore because of the fact that now he gets to kind of show that I can do stuff with Dallas, I can do stuff with Dak, and have all those high categories and touchdowns and points scored and everything that Dallas did this season. And I did it with Cooper Rush, by the way, as well. But I also can go out here to the Chargers and get them over the hump in terms of the playoffs and maybe get them to a deeper level where everyone sees that they probably will be in 2023. So I think it's huge for Kellen Moore because I think he's got to sit there and show that Dallas is wrong. But I also like the fit. You know, I just think that they still got to get, you know, that one more running back that's a little bit bigger body with Eckler kind of being that third down hybrid thing. For Dallas, I think this is Mike McCarthy's last straw. I mean, I think he's become the head coach and the play caller because he realizes if he doesn't win next year, he's fired. And he's going to do it on his terms, his own terms. And so I think we're going to see whatever Mike can do with that offense, which I think he's really talented as a coordinator. But I like the move for Kellen Moore because I think a change of scenery might really show what he could be as a head coach.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Are you going to be in Phoenix?
I am. Yeah, I'm going to be out in Phoenix. I arrive hopefully sometime Tuesday and staying all the way through Saturday. So I will be out in Phoenix.
All right, cool. I can't wait to do this in person. Maybe even a little. I just love picking your brain. I feel like I know way more every time you're on with us. Mark, we appreciate it. Safe travels. Well, we'll see you. We'll see you in the Valley of the Sun next week.
Sounds great, Doug. Thanks for having me on, bud.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.